Are you looking to grow, to heal, to expand, to create more fulfilling and joyful life for yourself and others? Well, you are in the good company. Welcome to In the Good Company podcast. My name is Anna Malus-Kitzman, and I created this podcast to bring you stories of interesting people changing the world, but also to share tested on myself and others growth and healing ways and ideas, so we can all evolve together and have more fulfilling, more aligned, more joyful lives. Everything you and me put into this world is a direct result of who we became by simply embracing our healing and growth journey. I believe that when we heal, when we grow, when we embrace those journeys, each of us changes the world for better. I'm so very thankful you chose my company today. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Anna Malus-Kitzman, in the Good Company podcast. Weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, thought provocation, all with the goal to have more fulfilled, more aligned, more joyful life. And share the experiences, all kind of experiences. Including this one. This is part two of my ayahuasca story, my ayahuasca experience. I'm actually just right after the ceremony, and I want to share this part two, and then I'm going to do part three as I am going to integrate it and digest it more. And because I am so soon after this experience, this episode and this may be a little bit wobbly, a little bit emotional, as I am emotional for this sometime, because this experience was very intense. I also put any, you know, triggers for anybody. Again, this will be probably will be an emotional episode. So in part one, I kind of shared the I recorded prior, just prior to ceremony and taking the sacred medicine. And right after, so how was it? It was really intense. It was really, really intense. I think it was one of the most intense experiences in my life. So we started the night with kind of meditation and putting ourselves in kind of quiet state of mind, and then we drink one tea, first one that it was more like a lighter one from what I understood and what we were told, and it was lighter. It was a very beautiful experience. It was very much of the experience of my life. I went through all my lovers' stories. I went through all kind of different things. But one, there were like two biggest experiences, three really, and notion that came through. They were kind of, I was told and I was, and this notion came through me that I lived my life very selfishly. And rightly so. I had to do it to heal myself on some level and to deal with my traumas and to deal with myself. And the message was like, kind of like, okay, now it's enough. You are in a good state. Now it's time to focus on others, which was a really beautiful message. And just really understanding that, you know, the selfishness was needed. And focus on me, my trauma, my healing, my journey, my life, my growth. But now it's time to focus more on others. That what came through. The second intense experience was the only way I can say it is the pain of the earth. This just feeling through my body came in, how like literally the the earth is grasping for air, how tired she is, how overused she is. And I just cried through this experience because it was just such a cry for help. And it was really, really, really sad. It was really sad. Like she couldn't even breathe because we covered so much. I don't know, that's what the feeling came through, and the notion. And it was just, I was just crying through all that. And just feeling that, like feeling the pain of this used, abused mother, you know, that's how it felt. So that was the second thing that came through. And of course, I'm not going to share super everything what came through for me, because some things have to stay mine. But I just want to share some of them. The next thing was, I really felt some of my traumas, and close them. That's what was the feeling, you know, like my sexual trauma, I closed that. It was kind of like enough of a pain, acknowledge of it, like final healing, final hug to this little Anna. And then just the loneliness and abandonment, again, this was just like, yes, but now we are choosing abandonment. We are choosing, so I'm choosing solitude, and now it's not the trauma anymore, right? So that was a really beautiful experience. And the next thing was, a woman next to me had a very, very intense experience. She was moaning. She was like in pain, like just, you can hear the pain in her voice. It wasn't obviously like a physical pain. It was more of the emotional pain. I did purge a little bit. And it was just such an amazing experience to experience it next to you, to understand that, you know, there are situations that people are going through that you can help and you shouldn't help, because this is their own experience. How you can be there next to them and at any point say something or do something that will help their experience. But also at the same time, and that was the biggest lesson for me, was to focus on my own experience, you know, because I was there for my own experience. So really holding these boundaries, but still being for somebody. When to be for somebody? When do I want to be for somebody? When is the good moment to step in? And also, again, to have this boundary to still focus on me and what I'm experiencing. And then after this first tea, and then obviously some other things pop up that I don't want to share, but after this first tea, we had a break. And it was amazing to go to this beautiful space outside with beautiful nature. And it just gave me so much comfort to like even stand by the tree, to hear the wind. And it was just really magical. And this place we did it at, it's very magical. The person who owns the house is an interior designer. So it's this whole house is like magic, you know? So when you have any kind of heightened experience and the sacred medicine, obviously wakes up your senses. It was just magical, between lights, between different plants, between just beauty and like the details of this house, the little lamps here there that are different colors. It was just incredible, and I felt really, really inspired and really like awakened to that creativity, and just to noticing all this beauty, all these moments of beauty that were created in this house. And then really during this break, it was very interesting because I really want to stay alone. I really wanted, you know, there was a larger group of people, like 10 or 11. And I really wanted to stay within my experience. But it was also nice to see other people just like being excited and sharing their experiences and energy. But it was important to me to have this sacred moment, to have this, I don't know, it was just, it felt so deeply sacred and special that I didn't want to bring it down to any kind of conversation. You know, I don't know how to explain it. And there was also no words to explain how I feel, what I went through, what I saw, what I felt almost. That was amazing. And then one other thing is I brought with myself, or I thought I'd bring it here, but I brought with myself there a stone that I previously brought to my ketamine session therapy 2 years ago. I did 2 years ago, a year ago. And it was so amazing because it was standing in front of me. It was lying in front of me. It's like a palm, you know, shaped, beautifully shaped stone. And I was just looking at the stone and I was like, oh my God, we shaped it. And we think it's so beautiful because obviously on some level it is beautiful. But it's really not, because there was like next to it on the table that was in the middle of us, there was this beautiful crystal that was just like, you know, shaped as it comes, like very naturally, very organically, not shaped, not you know, touched by a human hand. And it was so much more beautiful, so much more like, oh, just like this natural beauty, you know. It was nothing to compare to this shaved by human hand stone that initially I thought was the prettiest thing in the world. So those are the things that came up in kind of first part of the tea. And then part three, I think, because it's already 10 minutes, I'm going to share the second tea that we did in the middle of the night and what came then. And it was intense. Until the next time, love and night. Mm-hmm.